All right, so let's call to order the Alloway Board of Appeals meeting for September 6th. We'll start with a roll call. Is Matt Clark here?
Here.
Wes Kronowski?
Here.
Gary Strong?
Here.
I'm Bob Kapla. I am here. We know that Clarence is going to be absent today. So that business is complete. Everyone had a chance to review the minutes from the June 19th meeting. Any additions, changes, deletions?
I move their acceptance.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor of approving the minutes from June? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Anyone opposed? All right. That carries. Thank you, folks. So then the next business is the petition in front of the board that Jason has brought. Jason here?
Yes.
All right. Can you come up to the podium? Just give us your name and address.
Jason Borda, 644 Memory Avenue, Green Bay, Wisconsin, 54301.
All right. Thanks, Jason. So let's talk about what you want to do. Take us through your petition here, and we'll discuss it.
What happened was I had a metal shed in the backyard that's rusty. I replaced it. I took it out. I didn't know. Well, then I poured some concrete, and I was going to build a new shed. I was in the process of building a new shed. Doing it on the weekends and stuff on my own with my brother. I get come home from Monday, I forget what day it was, and my roommate says that I had to tear down the shed because I didn't get a building permit. I did not know I needed a building permit. It was just a shed. So then I call up the building inspector and I talk to him and stuff like that. And then I find out about that. And plus, that'd be 4 feet off the property, which I didn't know as well. The other shed was right on the property and all that stuff, too. It was on pallets.
Sure.
Now that I just poured concrete, I'm just improving it. And
okay.
Now I'm asking for, if it's all right, if I can
sure.
keep moving on.
So the question for the shed is that the ordinance is it's within 4 feet of a side lot line. Is that what we're up against? And it's within a foot? Is that?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so we got some photos here, a whole bunch of documentation.
Can you point
out? I got some other stuff here as well.
Yeah, so what were you going to ask? I'm sorry, go ahead. Gary.
I was just going to ask, can we point out which corner we're looking at?
Right there.
Oh, it's not even at the back fence.
No, it's on the side. It looks like it's up against behind the garage next to the side
right
patio.
It's behind my house. The garage is on the...
This is the existing shed right here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What was there?
Yes.
Was.
Okay.
That was one of those Menards metal
sure.
things. Yes. And I have some other photos and stuff here too. And then I do have a letter from my neighbor. If you guys like that.
Even just a couple. What I got here. This is my other neighbor over the property line. She's right on the property line as well.
Oh.
And this is the backyard, and this just pictures my backyard. Of the standing water, if I go to the back of the property, it's underwater.
Oh, okay.
Springtime.
Yes.
Just now with this rain.
Let the record show
Tuesday
there's
night.
Consensus that the backyard floods.
24 hours in the backyard.
I have the same thing.
Okay.
Well, that answers one of the questions I had. It looks like there's a lot of room. The question is that room in the back usable if it's underwater when it rains or when the snow melts? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, any other questions from the board?
How would the neighbors feel if you brought in 2 feet of fill and filled it in so that the water would go to them instead of you?
Can I ask them?
As long as you leave a path to the sewer, we won't. I got the storm sewer in my backyard.
It just, you know.
I was being. I shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So let's. Debbie's provided for us here the standards we want to look at, right? The variance standards. Oh, what was it? I'm sorry. This is
a letter.
Oh, next door neighbor. Okay. No objections to the fence. So, or the shed's up against the fence too, right? Or near the fence?
Very nice.
Is the fence by? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, there we go. Okay. So let's start with the second bullet. That might be an easier one, which is a property limitation. A couple things come to mind. One is there is a place where the shed was, and it looks like there's not a lot of other place to put it based on the trees and the low-lying area. So if you want to put a shed in, this is about the only place you can do it.
Yes.
Okay. Had you considered a smaller shed? The old one went up against the fence too, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the same dimensions as my other shed.
Okay. Just looks a little better built.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a little taller.
It looks like a house. Okay.
Well, what's my name? Yes.
It's much better constructed than Menards.
Yes. Yeah. Well, materials from Menards.
There you go. Good.
Is the patio directly in front of the shed, is that newly poured?
Yes. And with the concrete and stuff, and, you know, I called years past when I added on to the side of the garage, and he said with pouring concrete, you don't need a building permit, or a permit, and that's if you're from the sidewalk to the road.
Okay.
So when I poured the other stuff, and I, you know, I just never thought of a building permit.
Sure. Okay. Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. Oh, so the whole patio is new.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that to me, that's a sad part, because if that hadn't been poured yet, you could bring that shed within, you know,
sure,
4 feet more, or 3 feet more in to meet it. It appears that it would be alongside the house then.
It would overlap with the back of the house.
Yeah.
Right? It would come this
right,
way, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want to do that.
What threw me off until I see the picture up there, what threw me off in these pictures is it's a T-shaped house. Or house and garage.
Oh yeah, you're right.
That's what threw me off with the pictures. I couldn't place how that sat.
All right. Some other folks came. Anybody else wanted to say anything?
We're just neighbors.
Yeah, we're all in favor of being in the show.
Can you just announce your names and addresses?
Yeah.
Up there, or
yeah,
there.
You can, as long as we can hear it on the recorder.
Ray Kocha, 701 Brookridge.
Your neighbor on the back?
Yes, over one.
Okay.
There's no reason why it shouldn't be allowed, as far as I can see.
Sam Thibodeau, 631 Brookridge. I'm the lot in the left corner. Yep.
Barbara
Pianotech,
639 Brook Ridge, and Jason is directly behind our home.
Okay. And who do we have the letter from?
Juanita Thyssen at
634.
Next door.
Is that who Juanita is, Jason? Is she right next door?
Yeah, to the west of me.
Okay.
Yes. And I talked to the neighbor that east of me. I didn't get a chance to get his signature or nothing, but he had no problem. He said he got the letter in the mail, and he's just...
Okay. You'll be able to get behind it to do maintenance and mow it, and there's concrete all the way to the fence.
Yeah. There's concrete right there.
Right to the fence, okay.
Yeah. And I got... a foot below there, or be, you know, behind it, in between there, so I can blow my leaves out of there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Outside of the setback, do you have any concerns with the shed at all? Have you seen it?
I haven't taken any time to take a look
okay.
at it. I wasn't asked to, because yes. there's no building.
You wouldn't, right? Yeah, okay.
No,
I was just curious. That's fine. Okay.
We don't require a building permit for a patio either.
No. To build a deck, we do.
How far is the house in from the property line?
I'm not. What do you mean by?
The west side of the house.
What's the setback to the house?
Yeah, the setback. Home? That, yeah, right along there.
I have. What is?
It's just about the minimum, huh?
Is it
4 feet?
Yeah. And this isn't exact.
Oh, right.
I didn't hear that, Trevor. Exact?
This isn't exact. You know, it's satellite imagery based on a flat map. It kind of
okay.
distorted.
From my house to the property line, it's more than 4 feet, I'd say.
Okay.
Just with my knowledge, no tape measure or nothing.
Okay. So the new shed would be quite a bit further closer to the property line.
Yeah, extends beyond the back.
Extends beyond the house is what I'm getting at.
Yep.
And the old shed did too.
Yes. The old shed was in the same spot the new one is now. All I did is pour concrete.
Was the old shed there when you bought the house?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we talked about the property limitation. We've got testimony that the public interest, if that were the only concern, is probably not an issue. What's left is the third standard of unnecessary hardship. Anyone want to take a shot at that one, addressing that one?
Well, from some prior information that Debbie had shared in July, my understanding is that there's really a two-step standard here. The hardship must be caused by a unique condition of the property, and without the requested variance, the applicant has no reasonable use of the property. So that's two standards. First of all, is it a unique? Is this caused by unique condition of the property? Which I would say probably not. I don't know what is unique about that property that it's just a standard backyard. Shed could be there or not be there. And without the requested variance, the applicant has no reasonable use of the property. I would say there is a reasonable use of the property. And this information goes on to say that the Board of Appeals has no power to grant the requested variance if those two conditions don't apply. That's my understanding. Did anybody else get that?
Yeah, I don't disagree. Part of the unnecessary hardship that I see here was caused by not going through the correct process to get the permit to build the shed, which everyone in the village is subject to. So, I understand. I mean, sometimes you overlook things or whatever else when you're doing stuff. That can't be a defense, but it happens. I wish there was a better way for the village to get information out to every resident on what's required and what's not required when it comes to a building permit, but that's sometimes impossible to do. Everybody reads their mailers and whatever else that goes out. So in my mind, the unnecessary hardship is there now. It was created
situational, you're right.
By the petitioner.
by not first inquiring about a building permit.
But an unnecessary hardship cannot be caused by...
Right. Yeah, just if we take the non-statutorial view of an unnecessary hardship, that there is an unnecessary hardship now because of what happened, because of not going through the right permit process, but you're correct. Statutorily, it's not an unnecessary hardship. How much concrete would you pour underneath this thing?
Total of 70 yards of pouring. If I put a sidewalk all around it.
Then you poured it right to the fence?
Yeah.
So we don't require a building permit for a patio that goes all the way to the fence?
No. There's nothing over top of it.
Right, but it's concrete.
Right. We allow concrete pads to go all the way to the property line.
Right.
However, you can't park your vehicle within 2 feet of the property line. That's 4 feet. 4 feet.
Am I understanding correctly that there is concrete underneath what you've already put up?
Yes, that's a flat slab there, and then the other pitched.
A question I would have then would be, if your patio became larger, what would keep you from tearing down the structure you have there and turning it and facing it this way into the concrete, facing it towards the north?
Right now the doors are walking out to the patio.
Right.
Yes.
And so if you placed it over here, that the doors would face towards the house. If you placed it here with the doors facing that way.
Right here?
Oh, yes, right here, with the doors facing this way, so that your patio would be that way and you would have your extra room there.
Well, now I have no backyard.
Yeah.
What about a 6 foot, 6 inch wide shed versus a 9 foot, 6 inch? Take 3 feet off of it.
Off the depth?
And you're within ordinance.
Or that, you know. Yeah, I quite frankly, as far as the statute is, I don't know how we can say that it is the unnecessary hardship about the property itself.
What I don't understand is, like, the neighbor across the street put the pitch right there, her shed's right on the property line.
If she were to rebuild it, it couldn't be.
It was there, put up there 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
I don't have any information on that.
I'd only assume she didn't get a building permit.
Anyway, but it was a previous owners that did it.
Yeah. It just Kevin can attest. There's a lot of work that goes on in the weekends that we can't catch.
The reason I caught his was I had stopped at a house, maybe three houses down from his to the east, and he had multiple issues. One was the fence turned the wrong way. The finish side was facing his backyard. Another issue was the garage. He had a garden shed that was right on the fence line. And he had dogs that were unlicensed. And I ended up writing the guy a letter. He got back to me, said, okay, you pointed all these issues out, I'll take care of them. So I'm willing to work with him on the issues that he had. He moved his garden shed, like I said, just three houses down on the same side of the street as his. He moved his garden shed the 4 feet off the fence line. He turned his fence around the right way. Now, I don't understand why he can't pull his garden shed three more feet off the fence line, like I had asked. So,
if I have to, I'll do it. The way he told me is tear it down. He didn't ask me to move it 3 feet in. He just told me to tear it down. If I gotta move it in 3 feet, I'll move it in 3 feet and leave it the way it is.
What would you do? Would you just take 3 feet off the backside?
The east side.
Would you just move it, or you just
take it? I'll cut it off. Start over. All my time wasted. If I can make it work, the reason I went this big is the space. And it was there. If I gotta go smaller, I'll go smaller up it, you know. But I'm asking if I can keep it the way it is. If it won't work, I'll move it.
Do you have the back wall up already?
Framed, yes.
Framed, but not the wall itself?
Not the plywood.
And the plywood. I don't know how we can get around it. I really don't.
Right.
Right. Even if we wanted to, statutorily, it would appear that we don't have the authority to grant this variance.
I think you're right. As much as we would like to, I don't know that we can.
How hard is that to? You've got the back end. Can you put that on the front?
I don't want to come any further on my slab.
You don't want to?
Well, right now, where that slab, the shed is poured on a level slab, and then my patio is pitched. Oh. So I got a.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Yeah.
So I'll just have to make a smaller shed.
What is it now? What were you planning on? How big a shed?
9'6"
by 9'8".
Yeah, about 10 by 10.
So it would only be 6 feet deep.
Only 6.5 feet deep.
Yeah, that really cuts it down. I don't see any other way. I think because of the unnecessary hardship, we're unable to approve it, and I move we deny it.
Is a motion in front of the board?
Yep.
I would second.
It's a second. So the motion is to deny the appeal. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Jason, sorry.
I wish we could.
Now, how do I get a building permit?
Talk to Kevin.
Great. Sorry about that. Thank you.
Sorry, Jason.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I really don't think there's a choice.
Excuse me?
Number four.
Oh. Yeah, so, sorry about that. Number four on the agenda. Any announcements or any other discussion for the board?
No.
If not, then I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed?
Aye.